Welcome back, pigs, robots, pups, slaves, and fellow superiors. There have been some new additions to the training since the last audio updates, and there have been some changes in my goals for the training as well. And I also have some questions for all of you I'm going to have you answer for me. And I'm going to answer some of yours too. First, let's start off with the new sessions. There are two new humiliation and possession sessions. And for those of you who haven't heard, the content of both are pretty extreme. Humiliation and possession number two is a visualization of a long pig at its barbecue. It's a session where, after I trance you, I make you see yourself as a sacrifice to me, being bound to a barbecue spit, then cooked and eaten. The reduction from this trance is also the program, whereas the subject is slowly brought back out of hypnosis. It sees their skeleton regrown with muscle and skin and hoofs and ears all of a pig. This is not, as you can tell, a session to undertake without being into that sort of thing already. The third humiliation and possession session creates a trigger for the pig programming caused by the subject brushing their teeth. This is a session that will keep you in your subdued and obedient state of mind on a daily basis, if you like it or not. It will also force you to start obsessing on being a piss pig, and more specifically being pissed on by me. After some wait, you know the full Gymbot and Jockbot series is now ready for you machines out there. If you're seeking a hard drive of efficiency and seeking to make that change towards excellence regarding your physique, a purely internal and unstoppable one. Now, as you know too, I have stopped charging for the robot regression session, and for those of you who feel that sucks because you paid for it, well, I made up to those of you who mattered. The rest of you can wait, because the follow-up session to that is just around the corner, as well as an upcoming ButlerBot session. The follow-up to robot regression will be free as well. I will be keeping the more esoteric sessions free. While there are not any others I would deem as extremely ethereal in nature in my adult training series, I am currently creating another series dedicated to training the male mind, especially the superior ones, to embrace individuality and their aggressiveness, and channel these to productive uses. And my definition of productive uses comes from the teachings and examples of the great minds of America. It is to be a uniquely American positive mindset based on internal growth and self-improvement for the aggressive male mind. I will be adding past life regressions, see auras, learn lucid dreaming, and learn out-of-body consciousness. I know that everyone doesn't believe in these things, and those who think it is impossible will never achieve an result. So that's why they will be free. As most of you know, I must place, even in my adult slave training, customer satisfaction over my own. But as I have never had any of you complain about this, I don't think that you mind too much. Now, my non-adult oriented training series is being called Defiant Elijah, and is really based on sharing a positive attitude of defiance towards the status quo, not just in our environments, but most importantly, in ourselves. Those sessions will be $15 a piece because they are important for everyone, I feel. More important than profit, but not important enough to go broke. Now, I've had some time to jam a bit, but only really have come up with some basic beats, nothing worth sharing today. So again, for this break, we're going to go with one of my older Monkey Logic songs. I would like to take this moment to tell you that all of these breaks and my audio updates would be perfect moments to mention advertisements for superior seeking submissives, submissive seeking superiors, any adult related businesses that are fans of me and my training, and if any of you have any questions for me and the ability to record your voice and email me an MP3, I would love to start adding those to these audio updates. I would also like to have more frequent audio updates, and those would require content. So if you have the ability to record your voice on MP3, send me your question. Or send me a short personal ad to post if you are a hypno-dom or a hypno-slave. I would like to make these audio updates more community-based from now on, so please, if you get a chance, help out. Now here is Monkey Logic's oldie but goodie, the original channeling of the Rebel Cal Raga. Now, if it doesn't sound the best to you at all, let me remind you it was made up on the spot at a party where we were all drunk and very stoned and just let things flow from out of the subconscious like automatic writing. This is frequently how most Monkey Logic songs are written. Okay, all of them. But it doesn't mean there isn't some sort of subconscious archetype symbology in it all. And for the setup, so you know, Rebel Cow is a real cow who lived out in the countryside on a farm off a very rural gravel road where my friends and I would drive down smoking joints. During the passing of the comet Hale-Bopp, the Rebel Cow began breaking out of his pen several times a day and just walking across the road to stand there and look back into the farmhouse, pissed off. The day the Hale-Bopp away team finally hitched that ride on that spaceship behind the comet by killing themselves, the Rebel Cow 2 disappeared and was never seen again. I took it to understand that there were 39 people and one cow on that spaceship behind that comet, and this song was dedicated to that cow and some encouragement for all of us to be rebellious cattle.
Thank you. Thank you.
here is the update for my Money Pigs. And to answer everyone's question of why the rest of you have to listen to my Money Pigs update, it's because of two reasons. The first is so that you know what you're missing. The second is so that you know what kind of submissive and slave training I personally indulge in and encourage. Now, my Money Pigs, since the last update, you have gotten one free lifestyle session, one pay lifestyle session, and some photos of me giving you the example of excellent service by submitting for service to my old master. The pay lifestyle session is important, of course, but it is the last pay lifestyle session there will be. As you know from the next free one, that I am putting my Money Pigs on a constant diet of self-improvement. As you know, I'm not of the opinion that a Money Pig is expected to be drained and demanded on and used up and then thrown away. No. I firmly believe, and my training reflects that, my Money Pigs are expected to tithe regularly, and only a responsible percentage, with the attitude of submission and not out of force. So if this kind of Money Pig lifestyle training does not appeal to you, then I suggest to tithe what you need in order to get off and stay away from the Money Pig training, because it will make you improve your quality of life, not destroy it. My Money Pigs will be put through the Defiant Elijah training series, and no, there will be no incompatibility between the slave training and self-improvement training. And if you think about it, they are truly complementary. Improving the quality of life and raising the standard of living for my Money Pigs is not just good business on my part, but it is the wise investment and a long-term investment that a true superior mind would make. Not just another selfish, greedy asshole. Now, I know that all of you have seen the message on the front page that I'm trying to set up a new multimedia recording center and need a new computer for that. I have invested in the peripherals this month, new monitor, keyboard, mouse, etc. And next month, we'll get the computer finally, along with a copy of Windows Media Center. So until then, everyone, Money Pigs and non alike, are appreciated for their tithes to me. The other thing that is always a great and pleasant surprise for me is a gift off of my Amazon.com wish list. It gives me something to entertain myself or something nice that I won't have to waste my money on at this time, and it is always sincerely appreciated. Anything from a DVD to a poster or even the nicer clothing is always appreciated. It is important to understand that I am never about the quantity of the tithe or submission, but the quality. And most importantly, with the attitude and mindset it is submitted with. Now, here is a new development I am experimenting with in my Money Pigs group. I have one pig in the middle of hard and extreme lifestyle changes, and is not always successful, and once has had to be punished. My punishment was research and a paper to be shared on Benjamin Franklin's attitude and methods on self-improvement. I also have another pig who this greatly turns on, but is totally obedient and never does anything to merit punishment. So I have let them both know that from now on, when one screws up, they will both be punished. And some of you may see results of these efforts from time to time in Google groups. It will be interesting to see which pig cracks first. Also, I know I've been promising and keep putting it off and letting you pigs down, but you are due for the rewards of your pick of the last of my stock of the CDs of the training session, so I'm making those a priority to get out before this weekend. For those of my Money Pigs asking me what it is important to me after I get a new media set up and where are my long-term goals and how am I going to achieve them? Fair question, since I've been asking you the same. Well, the answers are related. As you know, I went to AIH when I was 21 and got my certification. And last February, I turned 29. I have always been a bachelor. No exes, no kids. Only responsibility is myself. But that also means there is no one to rely on but myself. And that is how I prefer it. So after the new media setup, I am finishing saving for the down payment on a home. It will be here in Oregon, out of the Willamette Valley, and fairly rural, and I'm going to set up a fetish bed and breakfast that I have talked about. I'm going to organize in it combinations of horseback historical tours and chauffeured shopping trips and tours in Portland, There will also be personal training sessions and seminars in the dungeon. I will make sure that if a money pig pays for the transportation, they will get a weekend locked up and brainwashed in person each. Now the rest of my personal goals are going pretty good. I've told most of you that I discovered not too long ago a series of lectures from teachco.com. From a place called The Teaching Company, and I spend hours every day listening to something new. My understanding of my own culture and history and identity as both a physical and spiritual being have grown every day. I'm doing good there and grateful to be so. But I have backslid horribly in another area of my life recently. Not too long ago, I got drunk, which is rare for me, but I bought a pack of cigarettes. After almost a year of being quit, I woke up with a half-empty pack of cigarettes in my house and a hangover and started smoking again. I can still nip it in the bud and need to. I never really reinforced my own hypnosis session I made for myself. In fact, I may have to make it again if I lost it. But yes, even masters make mistakes. Even gods are fallible. But the beauty of acknowledging your own mistakes is that it gives you the power over it to let it go and face it with a new outlook that ensures victory. So if I have not announced by next month, pigs, that I have quit smoking again, feel free to remind me that it doesn't seem proper for your superior to be acting inferior. A couple of my other long-term goals. One is to get Miss Missy skilled enough to make working training series for slaves that are more comfortable with a female voice. I just haven't been happy with what I've gotten out of her so far, which is why nothing has been done yet with it. But hopefully very soon. I'm still working with her on occasion, and recently she has shown some great improvements. Another long-term goal, or whenever for that matter, is that I really want a female subhuman slave as a live-in to be used strictly as an experimental tool for severe forms of brainwashing and bondage, and as a slave for domestic labor, not really for sexual purposes though. So I'm creating a training series for slave females. I've gotten enough experience and raised the quality of my control enough that I think short free training series for females time has come. These sessions will be designed so that the female slave will meet one of three ends, being a slave to a superior in person, being a slave to me in person, or being a money pig slave that will share the same rewards and the pig pen as the rest of my money pigs. The main core of the female training sessions will be free, but only work on females. Sorry, pigs. Don't care if you think like one or not. Still won't work. Mainly because cunts don't have jobs, and because they need to be hooked on before they will pay, and they will eventually end up just like the rest of you. The first half of this training series is already written and will be recorded and posted soon. If you are a superior with a female slave you want rid of or trained in person, contact me and the slut's mind will be erased. Well, that's about it, pigs, robots, slaves, pups, and submissives, and fellow superiors. We are going out on a tribute to one of my favorite movies and a great piece of American artwork and an insight into the unique American character. It's a tribute to Francis Coppola's Patton. Now don't forget, if you can, email me a question or a comment or even personal ads or commercial ads as an MP3 recorded by your voice. Please do so, and I will put these into the audio updates. The more I get, the more frequently I will post these audio updates, and I will answer any question you happen to have. Alright, be good, embrace your work, your place, and your life, and enjoy Monkey Logic's Go George, a tribute to Francis.
You see that? I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. And then all your stuff you heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war. There's a lot of horse stuff. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, big ball player, toughest boxer. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. Hell, for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. Because the very thought of losing is hate for America. Army is a team. Lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. We have the finest food, the quicker, the best spirit, and the best men in the world.
Oh, God.
Actual pity for the poor bastards who are going over there. By God, we're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy young bastards by the bushel. Some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade in the middle. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. You put your hand into a bunch of food that a moment before was your best friend's face. You know what to do. I don't want to get any messages saying that we are holding our position. We're not holding anything. Let the Hun do that. We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to his hot clothes, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like a map to a boot. There's one thing that you men will be able to say when you get back home. Thank God. 30 years now, when you are sitting on your fireside, with your grandson on your knee, he asks you, what did you do in Great World War II? You won't have to say, I shoveled shit in Louisiana. Son of bitches. You know how I am. I will be proud to lead you wonderful guys into battle anytime. Anyway. That's all.
To see a Bible by your bed. You actually find time to read it?
I sure do. Every goddamn day.
Yeah, man, I'm
can't be the result of an accident. It has to be the work of God. The last great opportunity of a lifetime. An entire world at war, and I'm left out of it. God will not permit this to happen. I am going to be allowed to fulfill my destiny. Whispering in his ear a warning that all glory is fleeting.